So one of the things we did was we looked at what exactly are adolescent risk-taking patterns like. If their model's true, adolescents should be more likely to take risks than children, for example, because they claim it's that this is a heightened period of risk, even worse than for children. So we looked at developmental patterns in risk-taking, and there's some kinds of risk where if you tell people exactly what the risks are, so for example, you can get $10 for sure, or I can give you a chance to get $20 with a coin toss. So you either get the $10 for sure, or you can get $20 50% of the time. That kind of task, very common. Adults will take the $10. They don't want to take the risk. Children are much more likely to take the risk, and adolescents are right in the middle. So they're not particularly more risky than children, and they're only slightly more risky than adults. They're not particularly strong in effect. So you get a pretty much of a linear, or what we might say, a monotonic decline in that kind of risk-taking.
Are we talking even odds in this? So it's basically the expected value in both cases is the same.
Yeah, it's just you have to wait for it. So being willing to wait is a sign that you're not impulsive. And that kind of response is correlated with other behaviors like using drugs and doing risky things. So it's a marker of risk-taking that has some real-world application, but it doesn't fit their model. Then there's another kind of risk-taking in which you don't know what the odds are of whether it'll be good for you or bad for you. That kind of risk-taking does seem to be higher in adolescence. So if you don't know specifically how this is going to turn out for you, which is different from these tasks where we know the probabilities, we know the length of time, we know all the parameters. If we don't know, that's where adolescents are more likely to take a chance. This is correlated with a phenomenon called sensation seeking. So adolescents experiencing novel things. Should I try that drug or not? Yeah, give it a shot. What are the chances it's going to be bad for me? Not that high. What are the chances that I'm going to get HIV from having unprotected sex with my girlfriend? Not that high. Do I know? No. And so those kinds of behaviors are more likely to occur with adolescents because they're novel, they don't have experience, and they don't know for sure how it'll turn out for them. And so they have an optimistic bias.